want to be called.
Blog Talk Radio.
They want a woman to lead the way for them, and they don't want to take accountability for anything. But the fact that you stood up and said that, what you expect, you, O'Shea, for that? Much love. I'm going to read some of these chats on what y'all got to say.
I'm back now. You guys call in. I heard a little bit, so I'm letting that go because there are some dudes that were being, you know what I mean, being mean in the chat. So I haven't seen it. So all right, listen. Now that we got those things out the way, I've been seeing you dudes cuss in chat. So fire back. Okay, now we got a problem. All right, call into the show. The show is 646-668-2519. Press 1. All right. Let me do this real quick. Wow. Okay, O'Shea. What are you talking about, okay, O'Shea, for? KG, nigga? I mean, listen. They going back before. So, look. That's why you call for it. Let me do this. Doggy dog. Let me shout the super chat. Black men have to force black women into line. Choose better. Simon Lanza, Paris, women are from the dirt poor conquered countries known to be submissive Arabs, Filipinos, Mexicans, etc. Sweet Willie, don't make her mad, O'Shea, she will call the police. D-Steel, Maddie Dean, Doggy Dog, why do 80% of black women mate with nomadic homosexuals? Wow. What do you say about that? It ends out of wedlock groups. Doggy Dog, black women pretend they can't differentiate between groups, types of men versus all of us women have the power to use the government against black men. Thank you, Donald Armstrong. Women like this should be ignored. She's only interesting because she's cute. But actually, she is too argumentative to be dealing with. Although she's right about us needing to have better standards. Maddie Dean, why do black female lesbians lead in the highest rate of domestic violence in the LGBT community? Whoa! What do you got to say about that, Pierre? Hurricane CeeLo, Dari 9, 8-6 Gaming. 30% do not need black women. 30% married, 40% remain fat and dumb. Sweet parents didn't know. I'm not going to read that. Mr. Evermore, we are lowering our standards to go with you black women in the first place. Damn. Nelson, parents' troll game is admirable. Salute. It is. not going to talk about who she called the police on or nothing. We're not reading that. Paris, stop lying. A random chick threatened two cops. I don't know. We're not going to do it over here. We not, don't worry about it. I beat, knee, rape her because I did. Oh, a random black chick threatened to tell cops that I beat and raped her because I went to her broke ass money for hotel and her son. John Down, stepping up the shirt game, bro, Broham, brother, here to a spare change for your shirt fund. Randy Sargent, what movie is he going to reference next? Sweet Willie, thank the parents, I would never date another black woman. Keith Lamont, white woman, thank parents for sending more black men tonight. Charles Ruggley, $5. Keith Lamont, can't you just feel the love, fellas? Correct, correct. Black women, by and large, love black men, and we show it when it's not reciprocated or when it's considered useless. Sweet Willie, parents, stop lying. No white woman has done it to me. One titan, so many black men have been locked up on false race charges by black women. Sweet Willie, talk that. Oh, shit, let me, I'm out, set my donation. I'm out. Thank you, brother. Mitchell Lewis, they are the least feminine dust salt after one on the planet. Sad, but true. Nothing ever did. Paris is hilarious. That's a lie. Black women don't do shit for us. Keep them out 10 bucks. Sweet Willie, tell her, O'Shea, speak those facts to her, my dude. AK Gaming. So, any man that don't check all the boxes incompetent, can we do this? Say about women too? Please, Mel Spear. Pete Jester, black women don't want a relationship, they want ownership. Wow. Ms. Edmore, shout out to Becky. AM1. Many black women fear men they don't, it doesn't either. Absolutely. Please stop spoiling the Us film, Marcus Love. Sweet Woodley, why do men debate with women like this? Information man, P. Brother O'Shea, I'm still on live, respect to you, brother. Jehoriam Israel, damn O'Shea, that was real. Andrew Wilkins, foreign other men beat their women in public for cheating and disrespecting their parents, and all black women prepare to be beat. No, we're not going to read that. One, I think Paris is trolling. She is full of crap. Ali Ali, you put a black man in more danger to buck the system to be rather traditional than letting him be strong. They will never concede. Wayman Brown, Simon Landry, the Yeti, the lefty will discussion. All right, so listen, I'm going to read some of the rest of those. There's so many that I couldn't even get to them, but I'll get to the first one at the end of the show. We have the call in queue right now. We have 14 callers in queue, Paris. People hate you.
It's a lot of black men that are encouraging black men to make it before they like to watch you do that. How did you learn that? Black men are going to be the biggest on the top.
Yes. All right, so this is what we got. All right, 744. We almost did like a Saturday Rumble. Do me a favor, brothers. I'm going to get to those super chats. And thank you to you brothers out there. Do me a favor. Subscribe to it's going to be kind of hard to say this there, but subscribe to Paris Malak and they're going to be. Paris, you. All right, so listen. I'll go to the call. So what we'll do is, thank you, brothers, for the super chat, brother Timothy. If you want to support the show, you can do so by hitting the super chat. You know, me and Paris try to, you know, Black YouTube was trying to congregate. You know, me and Paris these shows together. So do me a favor. Can we get 243 people to like the video? And I will put Paris's YouTube channel in the thing. You know, the chat is going really fast. And if you subscribe to her, I will give you a shout-out. Not that she needs any subscribers, but I always do it for everybody else. And Paris is a friend of mine. So I want to make sure that we can do that for get the likes up on the motherfucking video. Jesus paid the likes on the cross. 235 likes to take us to 500. I know we got enough people to do that. Paris, are you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, I'm about to roll somebody that's on the table, but I won't do that because
I'm going to get 200 views. All right, let me go ahead and go to 973-902. You on the air with O'Shea and Paris. What's up?
What's good? Hey, yo, O'Shea, what's up? This Swag boy, man. What's good?
Swag, man. Do not be on here talking hella shit, dog. Because you're going to make me feel like yo, the Patreon like you did last time, nigga.
Yo, just catch it. All right, cool. All right, let me turn my phone down. First and foremost, yo, this is the type of black women that I be telling our black brothers to stay away from. Now, when you look at her, I want everybody to look at this female. She got a makeup on, right? She looking nice. You know what I mean? Got like a lot of MAC going on. But, oh, shit. Remember what I told you before? Black females do not like their hair being played with, right? Boom. I got it right there. Now, look how she talks. Brothers and sisters, listen to how she talks. Look at the masculine energy that she's exerting. What strong black man want to deal with a woman who's exerting masculine energy? The problem with this woman is that she wants a man, but she wants to be the man at the same time. And you can't have it both ways. You understand me? Because let me tell you something, O'Shea. Whether she's black, white, Hispanic, in a relationship, no woman will be the man in my relationship. If you want to be the man in a relationship, then you date you another woman or you date you a cock-sucking man, because ain't no strong black man going for that bullshit that she's talking. She's too argumentative. She don't know when to shut the fuck up when told to be shut the fuck up. All right, that's all I'm going to say, Brother O'Shea.
Brother. Hold on. All right. All right, we'll, brother, stay on the line. I'll come to you a little bit later. Let me go to 612. You on the air. What O'Shea?
Hey,
up?
What's going on, brother O'Shea? Man, I got to say hello to you and say hello to your guests to be respectful. I'm the brother that called in the other day when you had a show last time. I do want to address something, man, that I heard you all speak about in reference to the black and the white relations or whatever. I'm going to say this from what I look around overall, for black men and black women, one thing I think we both got to understand, white folks ain't really checking for us like that. I notice a lot of us, and I don't have nothing against interracial relations because I like all 31 flavors, but overall, if I'm going to be real about it, they don't rock with us overall like that. So the one thing we need to figure out how to do between black men and black women, which is probably damn near impossible now, is to fix the BS that we got going on amongst each other. Because ain't nobody else, whether it's man or woman, ain't nobody else going to accept us in like that. So we can't do that, we doomed. Second thing I really want to say, yes, I do notice the difference. Yes, white women are a little bit more milder to us, even when they're rejecting us, even if they don't want to deal with us or whatever the case may be. So you have situations where there are black men, and there are most races, to be honest with you, we do prefer our own. That's all races. Wherever you came from, that's kind of your first choice. But what's taking place is a lot of the black women that a lot of brothers may want to sleep with, or to be honest with you, want to get down with on some type of level, you're not just rejecting those brothers, you harshly rejecting those brothers, and the way that you make them feel so alienated and you make them feel so bad when those brothers do come up, when they do get it together, and they go over here to a nightclub and meet some nice-looking white women who, let's say, she probably rejected them just like you did. But the difference is she didn't just straight up ignore them and say, "Fruit, nigga, get the fuck out of my face." She probably nicely said, "No, I'm okay." Or maybe she lied and said, "Hey, I'm dealing with someone." But she was mild in her response. She didn't play games with him, waste his time and BS and do all that other stuff. And then when she did choose the brother, she could be playing him like you playing him, but still she made the brother feel like a king. Thing is, it's all about how you treat people. Because if you don't know how to treat somebody good at the end of the day, of course they're going to have some type of grudge on their shoulder. Of course they're going to look back at it and be like, "Well, damn, you know what I'm saying? All my experiences with the women within my race was fucked up, but I get over here with these Mexicans, or I go to another country, or I talk to these white women, they treat me better." The first thing you're going to do, you're going to latch on as a human being to the person that's making you feel good. That's human people, period. Whether it's a man or woman, you're going to lean toward the person that's making you feel good at the end of the day. So I wouldn't necessarily say dog those brothers out either for going over there. Because, hey, if you don't want them, you're going to make them feel like they nerdy or whatever it is. You think they're nerd. And it's fine if you feel that way. I understand you can't help who turned you on or who turned you off. But the one thing I would always tell the women in my family, what you can help is how you interact with a man. You can help your respect level that you have to somebody. Just because you're not feeling them, just because he act like Steve Urkel or whatever the hell, don't mean you got to demean that man. Don't mean you got to call him lame or talk to him like that. You could think all those things about the brother. I'm not telling you how to think, but you ain't got to make the person feel inferior. That's my only argument with that.
Man, you're a very, very good caller. Paris, we'll take one more call, and we'll come back to you. 314-680, you're now on the air with Paris and O'Shea. What's going on?
What's up, y'all? You know who it is. It's Killzone. What's going
oh,
on?
Oh, shit. Wait, let me get you a sound effect, brother. Hold on, let me get
a
applause.
Don't do me. Oh. I thought you was going to hit me with the boom, 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 boom. But
let
anyway.
Let's go get something out. All right, so I want to say this to Paris right quick.
The thing about brothers out there, you're not giving brothers enough credit because we try to meet women where they are. They don't meet us where we are. We'll date a woman who has potential where you say the person that has, matter of fact, hold up. We date just as many Lolo Keishas and Laquandas as women date Pookies and Ray Ray. The problem is we as black men, we have to charge it to the game. And whereas with women, a lot of times they end up being stuck with the kids, and women that are poor and disenfranchised or whatever. I've seen women that have degrees, businesses, hell, all type of accolades and money and infrastructure of their own get swindled by a Pookie and Ray Ray because they were so in love, they were so enamored by it. But when we get played, we charge it to the game, whereas black women, they go on the attack. Not all black women, but a lot of black women. I dealt with, and to the women that are older, I dealt with a woman that was 33 going on 34 years old. She didn't have no kids, but she had been traumatized. She was a biology major. She dealt with a lot of Pookies and Ray Rays. And when she got to me, she had multiple niggas on her team. Matter of fact, when we first linked up, before I went out of town to L.A. for a convention, she had a dude that was married. Now, I don't know if they slept together or not, but she went and kicked it with him at the hotel and got drinks. I didn't get to go. but O'Shea, I'm Spanish, though. It's all good. But anyway, I had to charge that to the game. Now, I could have been like, wait a minute, you finna go spend, because I knew what time it was. And I had a couple other, parents, I had a couple of chicks on her team. Now, what was her excuse? What was her excuse? She had all the, she was a pharmacy technician, so she making good money. Biology major, was going for another bachelor's and a master's. She had came up here. I ain't gonna put all the business out here. She came up here because she had an abusive boyfriend and was running game on me. Now I'm 28. She 33, going on 40. What was her excuse? Now this a woman that she wasn't Lolo Keisha, but she wasn't Serena Williams either. So we go, okay. Black men go through it, and we die in silence, and we charge it to the game. We either get us a Becky, or we wait and we try to find us a queen that's gonna match our benefits. You are speaking from your experience, because every time O'Shea come with that fire, you wanted to throw it back on them, and in the end, you was like, oh well. It's the same thing, and y'all can get over it. But when y'all get played, we got to come with that thun-thun-thun, and we got to come in, put our cakes on, and save all of y'all, whether y'all got kids, babies, or y'all emotionally damaged. From one end of the spectrum or the other. So black men can't win. We fight a losing battle. We got to fight the cops, the police, and these racist white people, and we got to save y'all from them, and we gotta save y'all from yourselves. And y'all don't be knowing what y'all want either. But it's all right, because you know what? We gonna always and forever love our black women. I can't speak for them Uncle Toms that go rogue and want to get some. They got jungle fever. We ain't talking about them. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about them. But I ain't gonna keep it too long, Wendy O'Shea. I'm out here getting to it. So.
All right, brother.
You know, I
got to
drop
right.
These packages off, so go ahead.
All right, brother Killzone. That's Killzone Dome, man. Long-time moderator there. All right, so you guys, let me just say before we go up here. Make sure that you call in. I will do the super chat, 646-668-2519. So if you support the show, you know what I mean? I can help support. This is Black YouTube, right? It's the business. So, you know, you support us. I can help support other content creators and bring them on the show and stuff like that. It makes a good show and stuff. So, Paris, you heard what some people had to say on the air. What is your response to both of you guys? No, I would say that white guys complain about their women quite similar. I mean, I love them just as much as they do. Paris, I'm just, you say because black men want mixed babies. I'm curious because, Paris, the biggest colorism culprits in the black community are black women themselves. Black women are the big, listen, I'm telling you from personal experience. Black women, okay, will you said, like my grandma told me, like, yo, don't date that girl, she is too dark. Dark is evil. You need to. I have a video on it. You need a baby to have some more color in the family. Like, that colorism shit, that don't really come from Black women teach colorism more than anybody in the community. This is some true shit. Like, you need a light-skinned woman. So I don't understand how Black women, like, I mean, that's a lot of, like, a lot of Black women push the colorism agenda, and that's like, I mean, I would say it's not Black men that push that shit. That's Black women that push that shit. I can tell you why Black women push the colorism agenda. I mean, how many Black women have, like, those blonde, I mean, for this. Whenever you see, like, Black men getting, like, blonde hairstyles or stuff that look like white guys, okay, then we will be able to say that. Black women have a concerted effort to lighten their skin, lighten their appearance, not just in person, period. I'm talking about on Snapchat. Nobody has more fucking Snapchat light skin filters than Black women, okay, trying to look, like, lighter than they are. So that colorism shit, that is Black women mostly that does that. I want some light-skinned babies and mixed kids and shit like that. That's kind of, now, I know you're going to come with that one story, but the biggest evidence of colorism in any of you women out here, if I see anybody with any Remy in their head talking about that y'all don't put colorism on, I'm going to instantly time you out. You better not have a Remy. Don't do it. Don't. There better not be no Brazil, no Remy. It's not gonna end up well. Don't do that. I better not see no Remy in your. No, don't hit me with the. You better not have on no Remy talking about Black men for colorism. If you have a Lord Jesus Remy, I'm gonna get on you. Go ahead. Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anybody else. But okay, there. I understand you're going with that. That was not an African American. That was a. Wait, what did you say? ADOS, DOS, what, both? I need you to go to church tomorrow. You need help. I need you to get it together. Please, in Jesus' name, get it together. I don't know nothing about that porn stuff. I love Jesus, but I will admit to this and say this. Okay, I will say this. You know, I mean, shout out to the Brother Soup Channel. I will get to you guys. I know, Paris, you got about another 30, 40 minutes to go, like 14 callers. How much time you got for me with these callers? Okay. They can't, the white man's holding my assistance back, but Kevin Samuels called me, but okay, this is what I want to say. He'll help me do it, but we'll do it again, and then we'll be able to get it fixed. But here's the thing. Oh, okay, we can do that. So then, here's what I want to say. So, when it comes to Black men, like, I'm in Africa. I've been to Brazil, all right, I'm not going to hold you, I've been to Brazil. Some of it was Dominican Republic. I will admit, there are, let me go ahead and prove your message. There are some Black men who like Dominican women, Colombian women, and other races of women, they like that hue. Okay? That's true. There are a lot of Black men who like that. But that don't mean that they also don't like the women who are dark or the women who are Black, because let's be honest. In America, all right, there are not a lot of women who are just like, hella light-skinned or hella mixed in the black community. You know, they're there, but they're few and far in between. Now, I do understand that there are rappers who project that kind of image and stuff like that. We get it. But most brothers are not, you know, when you see a brother dating a black woman, she is brown or dark or black or whatever. You know, most black men are not dating women that look like that. Now, I mean, that is true that black men do like the, some black men do like the exotic look. But black men have a variety. What y'all don't understand about black men is we don't just have one necessarily type. Like black women, y'all will have like one type of guy for the most part. And it's based off of height or a certain amount of money or whatever. Brothers have a very broad range of women that they can deal with. They can deal with a white girl. They can deal with a woman that's dark skinned. They can deal with a woman that's light skinned. They can deal with a whole different. It depends on. We're not discriminatory. On you know we might not even have a preference. We will probably like to date a chick that might look like let's say Amber Rose, but we could date a chick that's like gonna be the Luanda. You know what I mean? Is this how she acts? Come on. Black men love a dark skin. Listen. I'll tell you this. Do you know how many brothers go to, I would say you have more brothers probably going to Ghana than going to Rio de Janeiro. I have met, since I've been in Uganda, I've met an African-American in Kenya, and I've ran into two African-American men since I've been in Uganda. Like, there are a lot of brothers who want to come to Africa and deal with African women. That's why whenever I do African blog or something like that, it gets a lot of views. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm blogging in Uganda all the time, brothers is always hit. When we have a Kingana series, you know how many brothers is inboxing those girls talking about we want to come to Africa and we want to do this, we want to do that, we want to come see you. And be serious. Like, there are brothers here that have been in Africa. So a lot of brothers want to come to Africa and get an African wife or get a black wife. But y'all don't want to give those kind of dudes credit. And that's what I'm saying. That's the problem. Like, you want to just say, oh, y'all don't even like. That's not true. Niggas like black women. We like big booties. We like women that's funny and talking shit. Like, you know what I mean? Even if you don't got no big booties, we can deal with that. We can even deal with you if you ain't got no ass. Anyway, go ahead. Let me. You want to come up? Well, okay. So, what are black men's first options in your opinion? Okay, but, well, let me ask. Okay, let's say I concede that to you. You're right. Could there be any other factors besides that she is mixed that a black man would want her? Let me hit you with the bank yet, but we're gonna go to some callers and then for those people who want to call Paris directly, I'm gonna put her numbers and then you that way yeah. Oh, don't do it yet though. Let me get these callers and then we'll go to you. So here's what I want to do. Okay, Paris, check this out. I'm gonna tell you why a lot of black men will date a woman that's mixed. So I say for example, I'm in Poland and I see a woman that's mulatto. I'm gonna tell you one of the reasons. Okay, let's say if I'm a guy that prefers that look. I'll give you that. You have black men that prefer that look. You will get no argument from me. But let me talk about the other factors of why I would go with that look if I'm some of these dudes out here. Obviously, I don't, because I'm in Uganda right now. I'm not in Uganda looking for no women, but I'm in Uganda doing business. But that's just for the sake of the argument. I'm a black man. I'm with a woman that's mulatto. For the most part, if a woman is a mulatto woman, she probably has what? Usually, a black father and a what? Non-black mother. Right? Usually. We would all argue, we would all probably concede, typically a non-black mother raises a more submissive daughter to a man's rule. That white mother or an Asian mother or Indian mother doesn't raise her child, to the most part, to have a serious distrust or hatred towards black men. And what happens more often than not is women who tend to be more mulatto or light-skinned or mixed, they tend to be, I will say this, more nicer and more easier to get along with, and that is part of that Tariq logic, because that's true, than more conventional dark-skinned black women. More conventional dark-skinned or brown black women, you know, tend to be raised with somewhat of a hatred. Let me tell you like this. Even the first black president that some of you black women love, Barack Obama, okay? I'm sorry. Barack Obama had a white mother and a black father, okay? And a lot of brothers have more of a submissive experience with a mulatto woman. I mean, obviously, okay, that could be one factor, but the other factor in that is that the mulatto woman tends to be a little bit more nicer, tends to be a little bit more feminine because her mom's mother raised her that way. And Tariq Nasheed, I believe, is kind of right on that. And that's some of the other reasons that black men will date mulatto women is because of that. Go ahead, you want to take the call? Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me take some calls while we do that, and then we'll go to your calls. Let me just suggest somebody, people have been holding as long as 35 minutes. Let me go to 3773-798. You're on the air.
What's up, O'Shea? Big Mike from the Shack.
What up, Big Mike? What's up?
I have something to say. It's both things in the as I experienced and I talked to a lot of people, they all say this, and there was a comedian said this phrase. It's a lot of white boys and hood rats outnumbering the real people. Now, somebody's asking this one question, okay, why do you men talk these type of women? It's a whole lot of hood rats, and this whole lot of fuck boys is trying to masquerade themselves as real people, real men and women. So it's kind of like you get, like, it's more so with the women. They mess with these fuck boys so much to where they can't, it's like they can't tell the fishes from the sharks from the guppies, you know what I'm saying? Until they come against a real man, they snapping, japping out on us and everything. It's kind of like a vicious circle. Now, it started like a triangle. This is kind of triangle theory I came up with. You know, woman, you know, both parents in the house raised her to chose this type of guy. But the woman chose to rebel and say, look, I don't want to date this guy. I'll date this guy. So mess with this guy comes with consequences. She ends up with kids that the guy is no longer in the picture. So she can't teach the boy how to be a man. And she can't teach the daughter how to choose right, man. She don't do that. So it goes down trying things to the point it gets outraged to it's outnumbering. It's at alarming rate to where you got women out there that's choosing bad men, don't know when to choose a right man until it's too late for them.
Okay.
This
all
is
right.
A theory I came
thanks,
out
Big
with.
Mike.
All right.
Oh, okay, go ahead. All right, now thanks, Big Mike, for calling in. Let me go to area code 347-683. You on the line? What's up?
Is that me on the line?
That is you on the line, brother.
What's going on, my man?
Going
so
on,
I
going
think.
On,
I think black American women make everything way more complicated than it has to be, man. You know, I think if black women generally showed black men, you know, the basic levels of kindness and respect, then yes, I think this conversation has a little bit more merit to it. But the problem is, we all know, even though Paris keeps kind of sidestepping it, black American women generally don't have as much, you know, admiration and respect for their men as maybe other groups of women do. Therefore, black men can't necessarily be obligated to generally, you know, risk prison or risk the cemetery for women who generally don't carry much respect for them. I mean, it's a simple equation to me. I mean, it's a quid pro quo. And I think, you
okay.
know, some of
hold
these
on,
sisters have to own up.
Okay, no, go ahead and make your point, and then Paris wants to respond to that, but go ahead.
Yes, I think, you know, if the conversation is going to be productive, I think black women have to own up to their role in that. I mean, these men are not making things up. You know, I think a man generally, you know, it's not like black men just woke up and said, you know, we're not going to do this for random black women. We don't feel any obligation. You know, I think you have to kind of put everything in context. And every point that you bring up, Paris has been dismissive of it. You know, she's kind of talked around it. And, you know, I think a lot of this is much more within black women's control than they want to acknowledge. I mean, you can – let me put it this way. Paris would be much better served talking to black women and saying, black women, let's improve the relationship dynamic we have with our men. Let's be nicer to our men. Let's try to listen to some of the things they're saying rather than trying to browbeat black men. You're not going to force men to do stuff if the men don't deem you worthy of that.
Okay,
so
let me do this. So let me go back to Paris real quick. I'll make Paris a moderator just for this show, so she can talk back. I know she can be getting timed out, so for the sake of this show, I'm gonna make her a moderator so she can talk and without getting timed out. So let me go to Paris. All right, Paris, what do you want to say to that?
For the sake
probably.
Of
but go ahead. I don't know. Right. Oh, okay. So wait a minute. So you say the last part. Goddamn butterflies in the damn house. Hold on a second. Say that last part again. In what ways though? Can you show me in what ways that black women have been nice to black men? Paris, let me ask you a question. What percentage of black women deserve protection in your opinion? Why? So black women deserve protection. But you just said that if a black man acts like, oh, how are you doing? She don't even owe you a response, say hello or say hi back. But a black woman deserves protection 100% of the time? I'm just trying to figure out. Okay. Well, huh? haven't heard of what? Say that again, the last one. Yes, I have heard that. I have heard that, yes. Okay. Okay, well, let me do this. Let me take some... Guys, thank you for the support. Now, again, I we take time to guest out, watch you on the show. All right? So this is the reason why I had to make a lot of my YouTube friends moderators on my channel, because we just got too much moderator abuse going on in these moderator streets. Okay? So, but let me... I mean, Paris, you are trolling though tonight. You are pissing people off on purpose, so that's probably why you're getting. Let's do this real quick. Can we get 150 people to like the video? I would really appreciate if you guys like the video that we're on right now. We are taking some calls. Like the video, like people. We got a hot show going on. It is 5:30 in the morning, but shit, I am not tired yet. Yeah, let's go to 917. 810, you on the air. Hello?
Hello?
917. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, first one, how you doing?
Hi, okay. Can you
hello,
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Hey, Paris. I hope you can hear me. I can't hear you too well on this line.
Hello?
But let me just say this. Black women and black men need to stop looking for acceptance in other races. Always looking to be accepted by other races, never want to take accountability for their own stuff, always running to the white woman and running into the white man, and then when something goes bad, we start blaming the white man as this and the white woman as this. Like, always looking for clout from other races. It's disgusting. Secondly, too, if black men and black women stop chasing garbage, then we wouldn't have these many problems. I myself, I did it. I messed up. I chased the garbage man, and all he did was give me back garbage, and I'm thinking and being stupid that my love can change him, but it didn't. It just enabled him to do more garbage shit. Now, as far as Ben saying that other races are nicer, let me tell you something. I'm an Afro-Latina. My parents are from Panama. In Panama, they don't play this, oh, you don't get accepted and you don't get protection bullshit. Everyone protects each other. It's like this. The black men that only say they will protect their families. Wouldn't you want someone else to protect your family when you're not around? Like, make it make mm-hmm. sense. Like, first, we somebody put personal accountability. Yes, personal accountability is this whole back and forth that we do, the blame game, the excuses, it's just nasty. It's nasty. In my country, we couldn't have this type of conversation at all. I'm first generation here in America, and the stuff I'm seeing is disgusting. I have black men tell me all the time, well, you're too dark. I understand you Latina. Yeah, you got a big butt. You look good, but you too dark.
You got a big butt?
Okay. No, but for real, like, I get complimented in this at the same time by my own men. By men that look just like me are the darker than me. It don't make no sense. It's just ridiculous. But
go ahead on the email me, baby. Don't worry about nothing. I will give you a lot of compliments, baby. Don't you worry about a damn thing, all right? I'm gonna tell you.
And another thing I want to but yeah, I just feel like the blame game is stupid. By the way, I'm Taz Savage in the chat. The blame game is stupid. The back and forth is just disgusting. Again, we always looking for comfort in other races. But let me tell you something. The white Latinas in my family, they only go after black guys because they either think they got a big dick or they money long. They not really serious about it. You know, and then I see the black men that do cake to white Latinas in my family, and they will take my cousins cursing them out. They will take my cousins burning their shit, doing all types of ratchet shit that they complain black women do. But wouldn't take it for a from a black woman. Matter of fact, they'll beat a black woman the hell up. So again, we be accepting too much garbage from each other. We do go after garbage counterparts. We need to leave dust bunnies alone, both men and women, and that's about it. And leave the blame game and excuses for never. Just don't use it. It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
Okay. No, but thank you for calling in, and make sure you email me, baby. You know what I'm saying? What I talk about. All right. So make sure. Yeah, you know. Let you know. PlanetOshea@gmail.com. I'm expecting to hear from you. All right. I got your number too, so I will call you. Perry, let me take one more call. Okay. 202-677. You on the air?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up? It's Drew in the chat. I was sending on the super chat.
Okay, thank you, brother, for the support, brother. How can you help
okay.
you? Okay.
Now it's time to get to it. I am the kryptonite to all black women because I don't bring opinions. I only bring facts. You can't create a formula with opinions. You can't solve equations with opinions. Either you know it or you don't. Now you, Miss Perez Malone, how you doing? All you black females online saying the same. The Strobers, the Egypt ads, the CKs, all this disingenuous lies y'all tell. It's like y'all all read from the same playbook. I don't want to hear this no more about black men not defending black women. Because every black woman in the neighborhood got goons on speed dial. So if a black dude even look
exactly.
at them wrong, they can get a black man killed. I'm telling you, I'm from D.C.
Exactly.
We don't have Georgia Avenue book that day no more because a black man killed over the honor of his girlfriend. And there's a lot of good black brothers I grew up with on T-shirts right now. They weren't even thugs in the hood. Some of these brothers had their own businesses killed defending because of a woman allowing them or something. 9 times out of 10, the woman's at fault. That's every – I travel this country. Every black neighborhood you go to, you got the same dudes. The women like to get gangbanged in their neighborhood. The same dudes that are killed for them. You got to stop that lie.
Those are sad.
Now, moving on to the colorless thing. Now, you know black women. Now, you've never seen a black man fight with his daughter about her head being nappy. I've never seen black men as a group out public making fun of a chick because they dark skin. I've even seen black women film of a dark skin woman in front of them, like at the grocery store, making fun of them with a chick can see. That's sickening.
Facts.
Don't say, I'm here to bring facts. I ain't here to bring that opinion stuff. I get around. Now, it's three points I was trying to go through. Let me talk about defending the black man. What else are you talking about? We talking about, was it interracial dating or was it colorism? I'm trying to think of 3 points that y'all talked about, I was trying to get through.
Terrence
doesn't have
no answer for all these facts, brother. She's just trying to figure out what she's going to say next. So all those facts.
Yeah,
Terrence,
I know she's going to come do something with that playbook
yeah.
that we heard before. I'm bringing
yeah.
you facts.
Yeah.
I ain't bringing you what I think.
She's
bringing you what I know.
She's on the phone right now trying to Google something. What am I going to say?
If our women, my white woman called the cops on us. That's a lie. Because I've had black women threaten to kill me over something stupid. I've seen black women call the cops on black, not over child support, over simple stuff. White women ain't out here yelling rape on us. It's these brothers that's in jail. I've been in jail. These brothers that's in jail on false rape charges and stuff like over these black women. White women out here calling the cops on us like that. It's our own sister. I was the one that said that super chat said a woman was broke. She needed money for her and her little young son to get a hotel. I was lifting weights at the time, doing my weights, texting me. I didn't answer back fast enough for the bitch. The bitch said she was telling the cops I beat and raped her. All because I wouldn't give her $25 for a cheap ass hotel. I'm lifting my weights. She thought I just ignored her. I told her when I see her in public, I was gonna grab her by her head and choke slam her head on the curb. You don't do nothing like that. Now, I ain't never had a white woman do something like that to me. So it ain't that the brothers are whitewashed or nothing like that. It's true that a lot of non-black women are nicer because I don't want to hear, like you said, Obama was raised by a white woman. Other women tend to be more feminine and more genuine. They're even more genuine about how they are towards men. Black women, ain't y'all always trying to say y'all ain't looking for dick in the club? But y'all always end up giving y'all a number to 5 dudes. One thing I like about white women, if they a nasty ass slut, they say, yeah, I love men. I'm going to the club. I'm looking for some dick. You can be a hoe, but at least be genuine about the shit. It's like everything I do, y'all lie about it. Even when it comes to fucking white men. Now, Perez, you look like the type that dated some white dude. Probably won't be honest about it, but you come off that way. Now, I ain't into that interracial dating shit, and I don't date black women that's been with white dudes. I'm not trifling there. They like to piss on women, defecate on women, all that nasty shit. I'm just saying, it's just too much stuff with y'all black women. It's disingenuous, and it's a lot of smart, good brothers like me that got their shit together, that got money in the bank, that know it. So you got to stop it. Just be real. Because right at this point, y'all lost cause. Y'all start gone at this point.
Y'all can't be honest about the civil suit. Y'all can't be honest about y'all love for dick left and right. And how about talking about the homosexuality? Most of y'all gay. What we gonna do with that? How we gonna raise a family? Most of y'all have a random sex, unprotected sex with women and men. How's that making you a better wife or mother to your children? It ain't. So y'all lost cause, but anyway, I like to know what your response is. I'm out, man. Go say keep doing what you do, Prince. Much success to you. I see you growing, all that stuff, man. Y'all be good. All right,
hold on. Let me go. All right. What'd you say? Tell them
how
you're from? He can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, no, he can't hear you no more, because he can hear you now, but go ahead. He can hear you, but he can't. Oh, you want me to call your number? Okay. So, okay. What's the number you want him to call? You want him to call what number? Okay. Okay. I think his name was Drew or something like that. But Paris, what was he saying though? What was he saying though? Like, oh, he said that. I got to hear that part. He said that. All right, hold on. All right, let's see. Okay, hold on a second. Now, I try to bring y'all to cracking controversial shows every now and then, man. Either y'all want me to bring y'all these kind of shows or y'all don't. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, right? This is what I want to tell you. When I have the shows with the regular shit, y'all don't want to watch those. Like, for example, okay, we have the show earlier today. What was the show called? Black Men... Systems that can include black men's life. You niggas are nowhere to be found for those type of shows. Hall of Game, you niggas are never around for those kind of shows. Like 100 or 90 of you niggas in chat. So then we have, you know, Paris Milan talking a whole bunch of shit on a controversial show. The tall cube is lit. Everybody here is lit. The shit is lit. So, you know, you niggas can't really talk to me about, you know, who I should do a show with or who I shouldn't do a show with, because obviously this is what you niggas like. So let me stop doing all the other type of shows that do any kind of benefit for the rest of the motherfucking year. All I'm doing is drama. All I'm doing is bullshit. We're talking about niggas and hoes and clothes and no toes. And let the chat be 15,000 people in here so you niggas can be fake mad, because you niggas know that y'all gonna get up for this shit every time we do one of these, like tomorrow, the Sunday Rumble. It'll be 15,000 of you niggas in the chat tomorrow, okay? When we talking that other shit, I don't want to hear nothing that you niggas gotta tell me about nothing on my motherfucking camera, okay? Because when we do 70% of the shows, can't find you niggas to do nothing. But anyway, let me go to, okay, you waiting to do the call. Let me go to 872. 872, you on the line.
What up? Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, what's up? 872, you on the line.
Is this Tad? What up, nigga? This the GOAT. Nigga, what's up? GOAT A, this GOAT B. What's good?
What's up, man? What's up? What's good?
Shit, man, I just wanted to talk on the topic right quick, man. I ain't going to do Paris like she did me the other day, man. She was trolling me heavy, man. I'm going to stick to the topic. I ain't going to do her like she did me. So here's the thing, man, about protection, though. Protection works both ways. There's something there that's never discussed, and with the callers calling in, sounding all upset and shit, they're missing an important part of this. These women have a duty to protect our image the same way we're expected to physically protect them. They have a duty to protect our image in reference to who they date, in reference to what they saying, and in reference to how they out here moving. So I think when we talking about, like, when she said the shit about the civil rights movement. All right, bro. When we talking about the civil rights movement, and she makes the argument that it somehow has something to do with proximity to white women, I've discussed this before with people. And that's fine if you want to make that argument. But now you can't get upset when the argument is made about the feminist movement bringing black women in and black women falling under that. A lot of these generalizations go both ways. And if you want black men to stand by, you got to understand, like, if you, like, that accountability thing goes with the protection thing. If you're not accountable to me in any way, I'm not accountable for your protection. So if you don't want to fall up under what a black man is telling you, and I mean this, in the situation, it would be a random black man because you're expecting protection from a random black man. So if a random black man has some good advice for you and you choose not to listen to it and just blow him off and call him a bad buck, make sure you understand that that protection may not be there. The same way you don't want that accountability to be there. But that's all I got. I fucks with y'all. Y'all got a good show going. Good looking, bro.
All right. Shout out to Tev. Let me go ahead and get that call. We take one more call here and we'll come back to you. Let me go to 34768. Wait. Actually, 843749. You on? I think that's Joe. What's up? 843?
Yeah, hello? 843? Yeah, what's going on, brother? Yeah, this is BNT. You know me too doggone well. So I'm going to talk from the marital side. Do black men protect black women? Yes, that is something we've been doing and dying by the numbers. I mean, you find more, if you ask more black men in jail, in doggone prison, or in any type of situation, majority of them have done it behind a woman. Actually, that's why some black men have left the community, because they couldn't be properly accepted by their own woman. So the thing about it, we have to ask ourselves is, one, should I protect a woman that doesn't protect my best interest? And that's kind of hard, because let's not forget, karma comes around the corner. When that video with the McDonald's came out, everybody clapped for black women. Yay, they won that fight. They beat the white man. And they said, black men, we don't need you. Y'all weak. Okay? But then all of a sudden you start seeing little black girls trying to fight tall white men and stuff. Not saying that we want them to fight that man, because, listen, that white man don't got no problem shooting the black man, so he don't have no problem putting down the system. You know? That's why we want our women, yo, we're not trying to fight y'all, but we want to understand that because we have stuff like O'Shea's platform where he's trying to teach brothers how to be men and how to carry themselves, it's not that we're trying to disenfranchise you. But us as black men, we understand that, listen, if you want us to get our shit together, that means you got to have your shit together yourself. It's only fair. I can't take you and reprimand your mind if you can't see the problems that you got going on as a sister. You know, that I can't do that. You can't tell me what you see is what you get. You got to accept me for who I am. That's not going to work. That doesn't work when you go to a restaurant. That doesn't work when you go to anybody else. So why should me as a black man, I got to support my standards just to be with a woman? Because a lot of men have been doing that by the numbers and dying and going out and being miserable. Now, we have the stepdaddy era in the 80s and the 70s. I watched my stepdaddy. That man got his ass kicked by society and my mama. And I said, I'll be damned if I be that nigga. But then you ain't going to tell me to come to your castle.
Okay.
Man, she did. Yes, she did. Oh, no, I ain't gonna lie. But when he disrespected her, she picked up a pot and hit him a few times. And when he brought up his fist, she said, "I dare you to hit me. I'm gonna call my brothers, and they're gonna come in and beat your ass." And when I saw him punk out, and she said, "Yeah, you know," I said, "Whoa." Okay. So we're not gonna pretend like some black men, they're like attack dogs for the sister. So
okay.
We got to be for real. I apologize about that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Shout out to BMC. Let me do this. So let's do this. We're going to let people call in. I'm going to shut my queue off for the time being. Those people want to talk to Paris directly. So we're going to open up this directly. You can talk to her or call in. Paris, what is your number? So we can go ahead. Okay. It's a pretty good British accent. You you gotta start using you're not a man. And bruv. Alright, so listen. What's the number? 510. I would say he would have some status of a celebrity, definitely. He was definitely famous. But I think when you talk about celebrity, you really assess it as like sports or like a movie star, but for sure it's anybody that's very famous. So he definitely is very famous. So he could prestige, you know, household name. Okay, yeah, he's synonymous. Why'd you hang up on the dude, though? I think the white man was holding him back. Let's take one more call. It's 6:37 in the morning. These niggas are can we take one more? And these niggas. I'm sleepy. I gotta be up at a meeting in like 4 hours, but. Go ahead. No. I'm going to disconnect my Blog Talk Radio. Hold on a second. Go ahead. Take one more call. What up, bro? Open mind. He's my moderator.